From KQED News, I'm Joshua Johnson. In theaters right now, a cautionary tale about the ability to move things with your mind.
If I concentrate hard enough, I can make things move.
That's this year's remake of the 1976 horror classic Carrie. Just your average tortured telekinetic teen, and it does not have a happy ending. But telekinesis is a burgeoning industry here in the Bay Area, with the goal of making you a lot happier than anyone in a Stephen King novel. KQED science reporter Amy Standen has the story.
Unlike Carrie, I need some hardware, headwear, really, to harness my telekinetic powers.
Okay, so this is the MindWave Mobile.
That's Johnny Liu from the San Jose company NeuroSky.
It is a headset that has a single sensor that reads the user's brainwaves.
This is a pared-down version of something that you've seen in plenty of science fiction movies, whenever someone's head is covered in electrodes. It's an EEG, that stands for electroencephalogram, and it's a way of measuring the electrical activity inside the brain. EEGs are good at looking for patterns, like what happens during sleep, for example, or during an epileptic seizure, and for some other things, too.
How focused somebody is, how calm and relaxed somebody is, if somebody's properly learning.
In recent years, these headsets have gotten easier to use and cheaper. The MindWave Mobile costs $100, and that opens up the possibility of connecting EEG headsets to other gadgets, like the one Liu brought with him today. It's called an Orbit Brain-Controlled Helicopter, which pretty much describes it. It's about 8 inches wide with 3 small propellers. Liu straps on his headset and tries it out. He's staring at an iPad on the table in front of him. It shows a red bar that rises up the screen the more Liu concentrates.
So I'm driving up my attention level past a certain point.
When that bar hits the 3/4 mark, the helicopter's propellers start to spin and it lifts from the table.
And that will allow the helicopter to...
and then crashes into my face.
I'm so sorry.
Next, I'm up. Liu tells me to focus on the helicopter.
Like as if you actually had these telekinetic powers.
Which I clearly don't. It's not really working, is it? You can't get frustrated with the helicopter because that is different from concentration. You have to calmly focus on it really, really hard. And it flies for about 3 seconds. There's another EEG device that's easier to demonstrate, at least for the radio.
The beat's quite fast. The beat is quite fast because I'm quite sort of excited.
This is composer and inventor Richard Warp. Warp designed a program called NeuroDisco. It also connects to an EEG headset. But instead of flying a helicopter, the NeuroDisco translates brain electrical patterns into music. At first, the beat is heavy, and the notes are kind of all over the place. But as Warp focuses his mind, the beat sort of recedes into the background. The notes become closer together, more shimmery. Warp says he's always been an anxious person, and he wanted to feel more grounded. That's part of what led him to work on this project.
I personally find it somewhat difficult to get into a very relaxed state. What I was interested in doing with is to create an environment where people can really commune with their internal state and try to get a handle on it and control it a little bit better.
Commune with their internal state. You hear that kind of thing a lot in this industry. And at this point, even Richard Warp has to laugh. Because is more technology the thing we really need now to help us relax? Haven't people been communing with their internal states without technology for thousands of years?
You're doing the same thing as a meditator, a Buddhist monk might do. It's just that we in the West maybe need a device to do it.
Has it really come to that? I asked Adam Ghazali that question. He's a neuroscientist at UC San Francisco who studies technology and distraction, among other things. And he says, sure, there are lots of other ways to train yourself to be more focused. Take walks, learn to meditate. But for some people, that is a tall order.
That's certainly true for meditation. A lot of people find it really hard to get started because they're not very good at it at the beginning.
Or, he says, consider a kid with attention deficit disorder, someone whose ability to concentrate is really compromised. Maybe EEG could be part of therapy. The kid goes to the doctor and, as part of his or her evaluation, puts on an EEG cap.
That looks at how they pay attention to relevant information, how they ignore information, how they sustain their attention, how they deal with multiple tasks.
Then that data could help program a game, one the kid will actually like playing, that can train him or her to focus more.
Over time, they could see that, wow, we've really corrected these things and we didn't need medication or we needed less medication.
As for the rest of us, Ghazali says, maybe think of EEG games as baby steps toward learning new ways of calming down. Technology helped get us into this mess. Maybe technology can help get us out. I'm Amy Standen, KQED News.
Support for KQED science and environment coverage is provided by the Videz Family Foundation, the Wincote Foundation, and the Amgen Foundation.